Chapter 4. Me, the Detective.
7.
I spent all day Sunday and Monday trying to think of a plan. Whose voice did I hear on the party line? Was it the strange man in the Robinsons' old house? Was he hiding the jewelry in the house? Who was he talking to that night? I needed answers to these questions. Maybe I would be lucky again and hear him talking on the party line. My first chance came on Tuesday afternoon.
"I'm going out to the store to buy some meat, Tim," said my uncle. "Do you want to come?"
"No, that's all right. I'll just wait for you here."
"Okay, I'll be back soon."
After he left, I ran to the living room. Very, very quietly, I picked up the phone. I held my breath and listened. Nothing. No one was on the line. I waited about 10 minutes and tried again. Once again, nothing. "This will never work," I thought. I waited a few more minutes and looked out the window. My uncle still hadn't come back yet. "Okay, I'll try one more time," I thought. I lifted up the phone. This time, someone was talking on the phone.